She's a diehard Hawkeye fan.
But she keeps moving closer and closer to Ames.
The pride of Elkhart.
Mal the sports gal.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star Winner 2.5.
Before we get to the Hawkeye game, Mal, we were talking this week about 60% of us say in this survey we have seen ghosts. And I'm just curious if Mal the sports gal has ever thought she has seen a ghost.
No, but...
Yes,
I live with people that do.
Oh. And what have they seen?
I work with people who do.
I didn't say I saw a ghost.
You heard a ghost. That's even lamer. I heard a ghost.
I think the whole ghost thing is a bunch of sheep.
Look at you.
Yeah, well done. Well done. All right.
I didn't laugh very hard. That was actually really hard for me to come up with.
Well, I'm sorry.
If you had gone with "is Purdy Sheedy," that might have been better. You needed to combine your puns.
Purdy Sheedy. Okay, that was kind of weak too, Colleen.
Sorry, I'll go back to online shopping.
All right.
You're better. You're better than these Purdy people. Do better.
All right. Let's talk about the Hawkeyes now. Of course, they got the win over Minnesota. Now they're on the road at Indiana.
This game makes me nervous, guys. Yeah. It makes me nervous.
It is one of those games that they have tended to lose over the years.
Yes.
Yes, I agree.
They have. And granted, it's a different scenario. We have Nate Stanley, who's throwing a lot of yards. He's you know, and everybody I talk to all focused on the bad pick last week. Oh, we need to get him out of there. We need to get him out of there. He's throwing picks. No. He threw one bad pick. Okay, he threw more than one, but there was one bad one.
Yeah.
The guy he really could be NFL material, and I think that they're starting to realize that, and they started the game out last week with passes. I was like, what? You know?
Mm-hmm.
But here's why I'm concerned this week. Indiana's very average. There's no standouts to talk about. There's nothing. They're not horrible. They're not good. But, you know, and they gave Ohio State a scare. Everybody's talking about that. No. Ohio State tried to get fancy and blow them out right away, and then teams like that wait for that. Iowa does not play that way. Iowa will come at you with what you see is what you get at the start of the game kind of thing, and they'll adjust at halftime. Concerns I have to do with the linebacker position this week. There's injuries. We have Amani Jones, who was taken out for targeting the last game, which wasn't targeting. It just sounded like it was targeting. Yeah, so he misses the full first half of the game. You have linebackers hurt. I don't even know the guys' names that are coming in. I mean, granted, Iowa can reload a defense a lot, but that's just kind of a lot to take on. And then we have now Noah Fant, who's in concussion protocol. Ferentz won't say that, but he is.
Yeah.
And so him and then Ivory Kelly Martin are both questionable for the game. So we have all these injury concerns.
Yeah.
Iowa's a 5-point favorite. I think they're going to struggle more than they need to struggle. Other concerns, they've had 7 turnovers in 3 games. That's not typical Iowa football. If they can minimize the mistakes, they can open up the playbook a bit for Stanley, get the running game going, they're fine. I think they're fine. We have 3 good running backs that can get it done. You know, I'm nervous. And I am going to pick Iowa to win.
All right, don't worry, Mal. They'll pull it off, and we'll Brock you to sleep for a pretty good night of sleep.
Oh, my God.
That was a double right there. A double, Mal.
That's just gross. First of all, I don't want you rocking me to sleep, Kurt.
You wouldn't want to wake up to that either. No, you would not.
No, and then my hot flashes, we would be a mess.
So the Hawks win. What's the final score?
31-17 Hawkeyes.
All right, there you go. Mal the sports gal. Run down all the places. Well, we can find you everywhere on social media, Twitter, Facebook.
Yeah, and Snapchat I'm really struggling with. I have some streaks going with my daughter, but I don't know what else is going on, and I don't know if people I wanted to be friends with are really my friends, or if they're pending,
right,
or if people want to be my friends. I'm really confused.
Are you pretty confused?
As I said, I'm really confused. What? Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. Twitter is Mal Sports Gal. Snapchat, Mal Sports Gal. And then Facebook and Instagram are Mal The Sports Gal. And you can find me.
All right. Sounds
perfect.
Good. You have a great weekend, Mal. Thank you so much.
If it's happening in Central Iowa, it's happening on the Star Winner 2.5 Facebook page.